Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, this is Heath Mulliken from the Double Dropkick Show. We got a very special interview for you this week. I am on the phone with Shane Doerr. He is from Palmetto Championship Wrestling in Columbia, South Carolina. Shane, how are you doing tonight, man? I'm doing awesome. Hey, first question we ask everybody that we ever have on the show is, what got you into wrestling?
Man, I'm sure the answer is pretty much the same across the board. It's just, you know, growing up as a child, you know, seeing these larger-than-life figures on TV, you know, as a child, your superheroes. You know, I grew up in the generation of Hulk Hogan's, the Ultimate Warriors, the Big Boss Man's, the Undertaker's, all these guys that, you know, each had a different character and each had something that they possessed that made you fall in love with them and just, you know, wanted to, you know, just left you wanting more.
Now, all right, let me ask you this. I think I know the answer to this, but where are you originally from?
I am originally from upstate New York, a little town called Fonda, New York, outside the capital of Albany.
Okay. Well, my wife's from upstate New York, and so you grew up mainly watching WWF stuff, right?
WWF. Actually, I'm a rare one. I grew up in watching a lot of WCW. You know, I was one of those Monday night flippers, you know?
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Flipping between Raw's War and flipping between Monday Night Nitro. So
I think that's what a lot of us did. So tell us, how did you make your way to Columbia, South Carolina, and get involved with Palmetto Championship Wrestling?
It's kind of a long story, but I'll kind of paraphrase it. But I used to work for Lowe's Home Improvement. You know, that was my first job out of high school when I was 18. I ended up moving down with them in 2010, and they moved me down to Columbia, South Carolina, and you know, I ended up meeting my wife here in 2012. We got married in 2012, and then in about 2014, I met some friends of mine that are next door that were he was the nephew of the Fabulous Moolah,
right?
And he had her training ring in his backyard.
Oh,
so,
wow.
me and him started talking, you know, kind of just, you know, gingerly and nonchalantly, the idea of, man, we should put on a show.
Yeah.
You know, and we should learn how to wrestle. So, you know, we started training a little bit, just me and him, and slowly grew into a couple more guys that are actually still with the company today. And, you know, fast forward to a night that we actually had scheduled a show, a little backyard show for some friends and family, and we got served a cease and desist letter from the state of South Carolina because we didn't know all the rules and regulations and laws.
Right, right.
So they shut that down pretty doggone quick.
Oh, wow.
So you know, it was another year before, you know, we were able to get everything together and everything ready. And, you know, fast forward to November 1st, 2015 was our first show at the Warrior Warehouse, and we're coming up on 2 years now. You know, my partner that I started with is no longer with us. You know, I'm now the sole owner of Palmetto Championship Wrestling.
Right.
But, you know, I have to mention him because without him in the beginning, you know, we never would be where we are now.
Yeah. Well, I was able, my daughter had a volleyball tournament, I want to say in February, and knew we were coming down. The tournament was on Saturday, and I saw you guys had a show, so I actually got to come down to the Warrior Warehouse.
Yeah.
And, you know, really, really good stuff. And that's a really, really cool venue, just the feel and the vibe. And you guys have, you know, in 2 short years, you have built a really passionate and loyal fan base for sure.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. If it wasn't for the fans that we have, you know, we wouldn't be able to do the shows we're doing and continuing to get better. So,
yeah, you mentioned the Athletic Commission, and for people who aren't involved in wrestling, like in South Carolina, there are a lot of hoops you have to jump through, and you know, sometimes that's a really good thing and sometimes it's just a pain in the rear. But that's why, you know, North Carolina's got, I think somebody counted like 50 wrestling promotions, and in South Carolina there's maybe 10.
Right.
But it's, you know, they try to keep us in line and make sure we're doing everything right.
That's right. And to be honest with you, Heath, I don't know your opinion on it, but you know, we have to go through a lot to in order to get a show going.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things we have to do, but I am thankful for the Athletic Commission. I don't know if I'm one of the rare ones, but I am thankful that not just anybody can come here, not just anybody can throw up a ring in a venue and you know, bring some people in and have a show. I'm thankful that we have to do what we have to do, because it eliminates that hassle and eliminates the not serious competition.
No, I'm rare right there with you, because I'm thankful that it weeds out a lot of really bad stuff. I've been to a lot of shows in Georgia and other places that were, for lack of a better term, sketchy, not on the up and up. And you know, when you put on a show in South Carolina, the fans can come there knowing this guy wrestling has a license, he's legit. This is a legitimate sanctioned thing, just like MMA, just like boxing. It's a legitimate thing. And so I'm like you, I agree. I think it's going to be interesting to see, because more and more people are trying to come to South Carolina and run wrestling. So hopefully they follow the same rules we're following.
That's right.
Now, recently, just a few months ago, you guys brought on Ethan Case to be your head trainer at the Palmetto Wrestling Academy. Talk about how that came about and how has that changed things for your company?
Well, I can tell you there's not enough good things I can say about Ethan Case. I mean, if you know him personally, he is without a doubt one of the nicest, most humble, down-to-earth, real people in this business. And how it went down, I mean, it's just funny because, you know, we had started talking. I'd never met him before. We started talking back and forth, Messenger, getting to know each other a little bit. And, we were talking about, he was saying how he was moving to Lexington, he'd like to get involved with the company. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, that'd be great. And at the time, we didn't have an up and running training school per se.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had our guys that went to the gym, went to the warehouse, and we learned together. What we knew, we learned together.
Right.
And, you know, fast forward to the show where we had Abyss at Spring Valley, Showdown of the Valley, the first one.
Yep.
James Drake Abyss. You know, just before that show, probably 10 minutes before bell time, we were meeting at the top of the stairs. And it was him, Malachi Matthews, and me, my wife and my partner at the time, and his wife. And, you know, we made the decision right there. All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
And he went out in the ring. He went out the ring at an intermission and announced it. Palmetto Wrestling Academy, right then and there.
Wow.
That's just how it started. And since then, you know, I can tell you, you know, he's got some bright up and comers in that training school right now. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you've been watching the Project, Kevin Ray, James Johnson. Those two guys are two guys to watch for sure.
Right. Absolutely.
And those are the two guys that started with me in the backyard.
Right.
So they're still, now they're getting the right training they need. And they're learning a lot under the tutelage of Ethan Case. And it's not just Ethan Case, you know, I don't know if you know, but, you know, you got Ethan Case's head trainer, you got Malachi Matthews, you got Billy Brash.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And Joe Gibson. You know, Joe Gibson came into the business under Paul Bearer.
Okay.
And he worked up at the Monster Factory in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
So he's, I mean, we have guys that are training these guys, and they're doing it the right way. And it's just an absolute honor to know that my company has a band underneath it with an academy that guys can come in. They know that they're not, you know, going to be BS. Their money's not going to be taken.
Right.
They're going to get good thorough training.
Yeah.
From guys that care for them. So.
Right. So, you guys have a show coming up November 3rd. And if somebody's listening to this and they're in South Carolina and they're coming out to see PCW, what can they expect from a PCW show?
You can absolutely expect the best independent wrestling, best talent in independent wrestling is featured on our shows.
Yeah.
You know, guys like, you know, your John Schuyler, your Ethan Case, your Billy Brash, James Drake, Shay Shay McGrady's are all, they're all your PCW mainstays. So some of the best talent in the Southeast is featured on a PCW show, and all at a price that, you know, is definitely affordable. The show coming up at Vibe Church. I'm sure you've heard about the Vibe Church venue. Church is probably absolutely one of the best venues in independent wrestling that I've seen. Now, I'm not being biased because it's my company. It's just this church allows us to do so many things.
Yeah.
From a production standpoint, a sound and light standpoint, that's just any other company would just love to have.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It's a true blessing to have.
Just that big screen they have is absolutely, I mean, just from the videos I've seen from your shows at Thrive or at the church, I mean, it is just this really, really cool, professional-looking deal. And, man, it's awesome stuff. So you just had this this past Sunday, October the 8th, you had huge show down in the valley to Hall of Famers Rock and Roll Express. A lot of stuff went down. The coach from the high school there was involved. Tell us, give us a rundown of what happened at Showdown at the Valley 2.
Well, the main event was, defending champion James Drank against an opponent of my choosing, which was Shay McGrady. I'm just a big underdog fan.
Yeah.
And I've seen the work Shay McGrady has done, not only for us, but for other companies throughout the Southeast. I've watched him for quite some time, and I just felt it'd be an appropriate venue, appropriate time and place for him to get that match. And, James Drake's kind of that underhanded heel in our company.
Yeah.
Always finding a way to win at any means necessary. So I felt it was necessary to have a special enforcer at ringside that night. And it was the head coach of, Spring Valley's undefeated football team, Robin Bacon. And, toward the end of the match, Drake tried getting the title to blast Shay. Coach yanked it from him. Drake goes to get in the ring. Shay super kicks Drake 3 times square in the face. And it was unbelievable. And then he hits that, I don't know what he calls it, but it's kind of like that slice bread number 2.
Right.
Brian Kendrick type move Brian Kendrick used to do. And Coach got in there, took under his under control, 1-2-3, new champion, Shay McGrady.
And that, I mean, you guys got a lot of really good press coverage, articles in the state newspaper. I just saw one, I think, today that was about the coach. I have links to those in all of our show notes. And then, of course, you had, the Rock and Roll Express Hall of Famers against really a team that's only been around a few months, the Gymnasty Boys. Tell us about that match.
What an absolute thrill. I mean, if you have not seen the Gymnasty Boys, White Mike and Timmy Lou Retton, in person, I don't care if it's at our show or another show, if you have the opportunity to see these two together, the chemistry they have, just the ability to work together, go see these two guys in person. They're absolutely worth the price of any admission at any show you go to. Timmy Lou is just a very, very athletic man. For a guy his size, he does things that, I mean, I'm sure you've seen him in person.
Incredible.
It's unbelievable.
I'm going to be honest. When I first saw him in a PWX show, when he came out, I didn't get it. And then that bell rang, and I said, oh, okay, yep. I mean, just he's phenomenal.
Unbelievable. But we've been building them up in our company as the top heels. Victory over Rob Killjoy, Lance Lou, the Ugly Ducklings at Vibe.
Right.
A couple months back, and they got a couple victories over the Palmetto Wrestling Academy trainers Ethan Case and Malachi Matthews. They got a victory over another team that's fun to watch is Y2X.
Yes.
Brandon Paradise and Nick Kismet. Those two guys together, another phenomenal team. But so they've been building up, and we just felt that the best team to put with the Rock and Roll Express, two up and comers, two awesome talents, was the Gymnasty Boys, and they put on an absolute thriller together. So they worked very well together.
So we mentioned the show November 3rd. You guys run right now. You're running one show a month. What do you see? What's in store for the future of Palmetto Championship Wrestling?
I think the problem a lot of people have is that they try to plan too far ahead.
Yeah.
They try to set these unattainable goals, because I think anything you set your mind to is obtainable. But I think you shouldn't worry about you know, I don't want to plan a year ahead of time. I don't want to say this is where I want to be in a year.
Yeah.
What I care about is the now and in the short term. Yeah. And my number one priority is to continue bringing the best professional wrestling I can to Columbia, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, too many guys worried about, oh shoot, I'm running here. I need to go across state borders and run here. I need to run here. No, right. No. That's how you go out of business.
That right.
I'm more worried about sticking. There's still a lot of potential here in Columbia.
Oh yeah.
You know, we started the company drawing 40, 50 people a show. Now we're drawing, you know, 150 to 200 a show.
Right.
So I'm not worried about doing anything until I'm drawing 400 or 500 people a show.
Right.
I want to continue reaching the demographic and the place that God has put me in, which is Columbia, South Carolina, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Yeah, and Columbia has always been a hotbed for professional wrestling, and I think it's a shame. There's been such long periods of time where there wasn't consistent wrestling in Columbia. So absolutely, more power to you, man, and what you're doing. So if people are listening and they want to find out more about Palmetto Championship Wrestling, where can they go to find out about you on social media, on the internet, and maybe even buy tickets and come check out one of your shows?
Absolutely. Check us out on Facebook at Palmetto Championship Wrestling. That's our probably our number one outlet for social media, our Palmetto Championship Wrestling page. You can do Twitter at Palmetto_CW. You can check us out online at PCW-pro.com. And for ticket information, you can just call me directly. Ticket information, you can 803-530-1969. Introduce yourself, and I'll gladly get you some tickets to the show.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have links to all their accounts. We'll have those links in the show notes. And right now, I'm planning on I'm looking at my schedule that day, and I think a trip to Columbia is in order. Because I saw the venue. I know you guys put on a really good product. And I just, you know, I love, we tell people in our podcast, I really don't watch a lot of WWE programming. I watch the pay-per-views, but I don't watch during the week. I get my fill from, you know, the wrestling we do with Three Count Pro Wrestling, but I just love going to independent shows because there's no other form of entertainment in the world where if you go to a movie and you yell at the screen, it doesn't yell back at you. But if I go to a wrestling show, I can yell at a guy and he's going to yell back at me. And it is, I just think it's one of the greatest forms of entertainment ever. There is nothing like it in the world. And I'm always appreciative of good guys like you who are just doing things the right way, putting on a quality show. And, you know, just in our few messenger conversations, you know, you're all about providing something quality for the fans, so I really appreciate that. So, any final thoughts, any final words for the fans out there about PCW?
Well, I mean, you know, PCW's been around 2015, and we plan on being around a lot longer. And if you haven't been able to check out a show, I strongly, strongly encourage you to definitely check out one of the Vive shows, especially this one coming up on November 3rd. And I will drop a little nugget in there for you, Heath, for your listeners.
All right.
All right. This is an exclusive. Hasn't been announced yet.
Okay.
All right. The Lethal Enforcers, James Drake and Anthony Henry, will be in action. First time in PCW together, representing the Work Horsemen. So it's going to be an absolute, you know, former Evolve Tag Team Champions. I mean, it's going to be an absolute pleasure to have them together in PCW.
Oh man, well that seals the deal right there, because I've seen those guys wrestle singles, but I've never seen them tag together. So I will, barring some strange event, I will be there and look forward to seeing you in person again. And Shane, thanks so much for being here with us. Fans, absolutely go check out their product if you're anywhere in South Carolina. Matter of fact, if you're listening to this and you're one of our listeners in the upstate and you're like, Heath, I'd like to go, I got room in my van. I will move some stuff and we will make a road trip out of this, and we'll even wear our Clemson gear down there, and we'll, you know, it'll just be a great, great thing.
Well, we welcome everybody from all walks of life. Eat Clemson, Carolina, Georgia, NC State, Wolfpack, whatever you want to be. You're welcome at BCW, so it's all that's good.
Right. Well, thanks a lot, Shane, man. Have a good evening. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Heath. Have a great night.
All right, you too.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.